Super-ba, chupa-ba. Super-ba, chupa-ba.
I can't touch.
That's not even close to right.
Super-ba.
Never been having fun.
Super-ba, chupa-ba.
Feeling like I'm down.
This is Kill One, Pearl Two. And I am Jill.
And I am Jill.
No, you're not.
That's right. I'm Jana.
That's right.
Forget.
Yes.
And we are coming to you live from the bunker.
The bunker.
In the heart of the Rocky Mountains.
In the Rocky Mountains.
And I would just like to say thank you to all of our subscribers.
Thank you.
And I don't want anybody to forget that we are knitting items. And while we're not podcasting, we are knitting. We do have some items for sale up on our website, killonepearl2.com. Yes. Please go online, go on to our website, check out the beautiful items that we've knitted.
We have two
cowls.
We're good knitters.
Absolutely.
There's some beautiful things, and honestly,
market bags.
Yeah. If people don't want them, I will use them. But we would love for people to purchase them in order for these proceeds to go towards unsolved crimes.
Yeah, that's right. We're selling them, and all the proceeds, 100% of them, go to the victims or the victims' families, or any kind of GoFundMe or nonprofit to support the cause in finding the killers or whatever. Just it goes towards
the families.
It's
not about us.
Yeah.
It's about
so
the families.
Check out our website. We've got four items that are currently listed for sale for purchase.
Yep.
We've got two market bags that are great. They're washable, reusable grocery shopping bags. And you can use them to get your groceries in. You can take them home. You can wash them, reuse them. They're 100% cotton. We also have two cowls that'll keep you warm if you're in the Rocky Mountains.
That's one of my favorite things that I've actually made for myself is the cowl of the same pattern that we have listed for sale. And it's one of my favorite things that I wear. It's warm. It's cozy. It's a great size. And you won't be disappointed.
Yeah.
Says Jill.
And and then we've got some other items that we have knitted that will be up on the website shortly for purchase. Again, 100% of the proceeds go towards the families and victims' families.
Yes.
So please check out the website, killonepearl2.com. Please check them out. Feel free to shop. If you have any questions, feel free to email us at knitonepearl2.com, and we can answer any questions that you have, and we're ready to go with shipping these items out. So please, as you listen to these podcasts,
it's not for us.
No, in support of these families and the victims. Please.
Right.
Check it out. Buy away.
Yeah.
Buy away. And actually, I will tell you that they're priced reasonably if you consider Jill and I do not use low quality yarn. We don't use any acrylic. It's all usually hand spun wool, alpaca, and
I love baby alpaca.
Very, very,
very
quality yarn.
Mm-hmm.
We put a lot of money into.
Yeah, we don't like cheap yarns.
No. So they're high quality, and a lot of time, a lot of love has been spent in making these products. So please purchase some.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So today we are talking about a kind of a hometown case. As we mentioned, I believe last time, we are from Vermont. And there's really not a lot of stuff that goes in Vermont.
I'm sorry. Your husband made me meat and beans for dinner. Sorry. Excuse me.
There's not a lot of, or at least when we grew up in the 80s, there was not a lot of crime in the state of Vermont. It's a tiny state. Not a lot went on. I think there's more things that happen today than they used to. However. We wanted to bring this case to light because it's still an unsolved case. It's about Breonna Maitland, and she was born in Burlington in 1986, And she disappeared March 19th of 2004. So kind of a recent case. She was 17 years old. And, you know, the fact that, again, you know, we grew up right outside of Burlington. This was our home area, and a lot of things don't happen there, or a lot of things weren't reported to have happened there. But she was working at the Black Lantern Inn in Montgomery, Vermont. I honestly don't know where Montgomery is. Do you?
I actually have no idea where Montgomery is. It's
I don't
probably
know what that is.
My guess is it would be up north somewhere. Her car, she was at work there at the Black Lantern Inn. Her car was found the next day on the side of the road of an abandoned house, but a mile from her job at the Black Mountain Inn, Black Lantern Inn.
But her car was found in a really creepy location.
An abandoned house.
Yeah, we'll post a picture of that. It was kind of like backed in and butted into the back of this house. So it was kind of weird.
And she wasn't reported until a couple of days later, right? No one reported her right away. Was she living at home with her mom and dad?
She was 17. She had left her home and wanted to kind of go out on her own and become independent. And she went out and she was kind of seeking the GED and the GED. She was seeking that.
She didn't graduate high school?
She did not. She left because she was just kind of bored and tired of her life at her home. So she went out. She went and moved in with a friend. And she was, okay, so, yeah, I mean, her parents reported there was no problems at home. There wasn't any troubles or anything like that. She just wanted to be independent and go out on her own. So she actually took her GED exam and passed it on that morning. She had lunch with her mother to celebrate, and she was in good spirits. They were talking about going on to college. She went shopping with her mother, and her mom said that while they were shopping, something caught Brianna's attention, and that when they got back, she seemed agitated, and she told her mother that she needed to go home, she needed to get ready for work, but her mom said she was really agitated, and something seemed kind of off, and something kind of weird. So that was kind of, you know, like, okay, I guess hindsight, something.
Her mom felt like something was up, like there was something going on.
Right, right. So she actually, 3 weeks, this is kind of weird, but 3 weeks before she disappeared, she was actually physically assaulted at a party by a former friend of hers, a female, for unknown reasons. And it was assumed that maybe it was something over a boy, and she was hit in the face several times. She had a broken nose, she had a concussion, and she actually pressed charges. And the girl who hit her was cleared from being a suspect shortly after she was actually reported missing.
I wonder why they cleared her, though. Like, if you report somebody for physical abuse or physical violence, usually they follow up, especially if you know who that person is, who that perpetrator is. Like, why did they not follow up with that? Why did the police not follow up with that?
Right. I don't know. What was that?
That's the second time that's happened.
What was that? It's just it's your fart machine.
Edit that out.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway. So I mean, so things were going good for Brianna. She took her GED. She passed it. She was talking about going to college. She was in good spirits. She was shopping with her mom. Something happened. So she goes to work. She leaves work, and again, she worked at the Black Lantern Inn in Montgomery. And even though I grew up in Burlington, Vermont, I have no idea where Montgomery was.
Let's see if I can find where it was, because I'm curious.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Let's see.
So, she, yeah, okay. So, she goes to work. She says, I'm leaving work, whatever. She never returns home to the place that she was renting with her friend. And she left work. It was like 11:20 p.m. that she leaves work. Her car was later found backed into the side of a house. This house was known by locals. It was called the old Dutch Burn House. I wish I had driven by it.
It is north. I told you.
North?
It sounded like it was northern Vermont.
By what? What's it by?
Let's see.
Okay, so while she looks that up. So, she's got a really cool old car. It's found by this house. There's plywood from a window that was on this house that was found on the trunk of her car. So it kind of looks like she or somebody had backed in to this building. Two of her paychecks were found on the seat of her car. Her ATM, her glasses, her migraine medications were found in the car. Things that, you know, if you were to be leaving and fleeing, wouldn't be left behind. So those are left behind. Somebody driving by before it was reported saw the headlights on her car. Another person saw the turn signal on the lights of the car. At first, she's considered a runaway. And about a week later, the police got a tip that she was being held against her will in a home with drug dealers that turned out to be nothing. Nobody knows where she is. So at this point, she's about 5'4" tall. She weighed about 105 pounds when she went missing. She's got hazel eyes and brown hair. It's a mysterious case. I mean, just the fact that her car was found in a very strange circumstance, backed up against this barn or this building, and it's kind of like butted into it. And why would she leave? I mean, nobody knows why she would leave. There was nothing. Yeah.
It's northern Vermont, by the way. It's
northern?
It looks like it's close to like Jay Peak and stuff. It is north.
Mm.
Not anywhere near where we grew up, really.
Okay, so I wasn't familiar with that. But her father, I mean, this happened, you know, back in 2004. It's been a while. There's been no evidence of her body, no sightings, other than, you know, the few things that we've mentioned. At one point back in 2006, at a casino in Atlantic City, somebody reported seeing her, but they were never actually able to identify the woman that was suspected to be her. So I honestly don't think that was her. Back in 2012, back in 2012, law enforcement was thinking that maybe she was connected to Israel Keyes, Israel Keyes is just an amazing serial killer. He did murder a couple in Vermont. So it was kind of thought that, hey, you know, maybe this was connected to Israel Keyes, but that was ruled out by the FBI. Nothing really connected her to any of this. So where is Breonna Maitland? And, you know, what happened to her? She was young. She was 17. She was just starting out in her life. And where did she go? What happened to her? Her father, Bruce, started the Private Investigations for the Missing, which is a nonprofit group to help families and other people find missing loved ones. Great organization, nonprofit. If you want to donate to anything, it's a great organization to donate to.
If you buy any of our knitted items that are on our website, we will use those proceeds to donate towards that nonprofit.
Yes.
And, you know, there have been a lot of, just like with any missing person case, people think, oh, I saw this person this place, and I saw somebody that resembled her this place. And so there have been a lot of witness sightings. One man said that he drove by the house between 11:30 p.m. and 12:30 a.m. on March 19th, 20th. He said that the car's headlights may have been
March
on.
March 19th, 20th?
Well, because it was 11:30 p.m. Okay. and 12 a.m., so okay. it was 2 days. Wake up to yourself.
Wake up. March 19th, 20th.
The car's headlights may have been on. He said he didn't see anyone that was around the car. And then also on March 20th, around 4 a.m.,
a former boyfriend of hers drove by past the scene after a night of partying across the border in Canada, and he thought that he recognized the vehicle, but he didn't see anyone in or around the vehicle.
Wait, did you ever go to Canada when we were kids? I mean,
do we need to talk about the time that we went to Parks Ferry?
Parks the Ferry?
Or was it?
Yeah.
Wait. Let's talk about that.
Wait, there were several times that I went to Canada because we lived right there on the Canadian border, mm-hmm. Vermont and Canada. And it was, you know, and we went to Park Safari, if you want to say it the Canadian way.
Our grandmother, she was really sweet through a senior center. She used to get free tickets to Park Safari. And it was probably 1999, 2000? No, I was
Eliza,
pregnant.
Eliza,
I was pregnant.
Eliza was a little tiny baby, and you had just found out you were pregnant, and I had just found out that I was also pregnant, and I feel like we told Grandma
that day
at the same time. Yeah.
So it was your husband.
You were a month pregnanter than I was.
It was your husband, you. Mm-hmm. Our grandmother, mm-hmm. me, mm-hmm. and Eliza, who was 3 years old at the time, four.
Yep.
And
we told Grandma that we were pregnant.
And I was not legally allowed in Canada because of some criminal charges on my record. Anyway, I wasn't allowed mm-hmm. in the United mm-hmm. States. That's another podcast.
Right. Because
and my poor innocent sister, who's never done anything in her entire life, as we were crossing the border with my grandma, I said,
old grandma,
Jill, quick, change driver's licenses
with me.
You take my license.
Right. Like I'm going to
say. And I'll take yours. So right. if I get busted, they're going to haul your ass off to jail and not mine.
Right. Like I'm going to say, okay, yeah, I'm Jana.
I was not allowed. I was not allowed. Did they take my ID? I don't know.
No.
Did we trade IDs? I don't know.
No, but you wanted to. And dad said, if you get up to the border and you're not allowed to cross over, call me and I will come get you. That was the kind
I'll
of guy
come pick Jana
was.
Up.
I'll come pick Jana up. That was the kind of guy he was.
But I made it across the border, you kids.
Me, and you, old lady, little baby girl. We went across to Park
Safari. Why wouldn't you just
take my ID? and pretend that I was you with a criminal record? No.
I don't think I still am not allowed in Canada. Mm-mm. I don't think I'm allowed there still.
Nope. I'm not going to pretend I'm you.
Email us if you have any questions. I'll divulge.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't know where that
Wait,
conversation
and my Salem,
went.
Massachusetts coffee mug was on top of the roof. At one point.
That's right.
And it fell off. And I ran That's back right. to get it. And I still have that mug and it is all dented up.
That's right. I remember that. Grandma loved going with us to Park Safari.
She was such a good grandma.
Park Safari. Where was that even? Somewhere in Canada.
It was like Granby.
Granby Zoo?
Granby, Canada.
No. Okay, wait. But do you remember this? Once it was me, you, our brother, and our parents. And we went to somewhere. It wasn't Park Safari. It was somewhere in Canada. And it was a water park. Shoot, what was the name of that water park? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Okay, so we went to this water park. And it was during the day. We go, we hang out, we're spending the day. And me and my sister, Jana, oh yes you do. We're going down this slide and so much fun. We're just down the slide. We come out at the water, at the pool, blah blah blah. So Jana goes down before me and I go before her and I come out at the bottom of this pool and I'm like, wait a minute. My sister just went before me. Where is she? She's not even here. She doesn't even exist. So I'm watching behind me. Suddenly she comes out. What happens is She comes down the slide. It was like a tube slide.
I remember this.
You remember this?
Yes.
She comes down a tube slide, and she gets stuck. Like, the water stops, and she gets stuck in this one spot. And this kid
went by me.
This kid comes behind her, and his foot catches the strap of her bathing suit and pulls it down. So where I come out at the bottom, and I'm expecting my sister to come out behind me. She doesn't. So this kid comes out behind me, and I'm like, what the heck's going on? And then my sister comes out behind, and she stands up in this pool, and she's topless because this kid's foot has caught the corner of her bathing suit top and pulled it off. Do you remember that?
I totally remember. I remember exactly
what was happening
in the tube, and his foot got caught, and I was like, fuck. And I was too fat to go down the slide anyway, and so that's why he was coming up so fast behind me, because I was stuck in the tube because I was so fat.
Wait, what was the name of that place? It wasn't Park Safari. It was Le Grand? No. It was...
Yeah, it was something like that, Le Grand.
It wasn't Le Grand. It was something Canadian and French. It was... you need to learn how to use your laptop.
I don't know how to use computers.
No, it wasn't Le Grand. It was...
Le Ronde.
I was close. Le Ronde. It was like a...
I didn't even need to look that up,
yes,
folks.
Thank you. Le Ronde.
Le Ronde.
Thank you. It was like a amusement park. And
I was like 14, so I had like pepperoni nipples.
We spent all day going on that slide, and then your bathing suit got caught and it ripped off.
I know exactly what bathing suit it was. It was two. It was black, and it was like ribbed, like a ribbed black one suit, one piece.
Did I have like a purpley blue one?
You probably wore a bikini because you're a skinny one in the family.
Oh my God, Le Ronde. Le Ronde, does that still exist? Is that still a place?
I don't know. I'm not allowed in Colorado. Canada. I'm not allowed in Canada.
Canada.
Back to Brianna.
Brianna.
The other possible witness sightings that they said they saw was... he thought he spotted the vehicle when he was crossing the border in Canada. The next morning, some passing motorists, people driving cars, found the scene odd, and they saw the vehicle. They thought it was odd enough that they stopped and took a picture of the vehicle.
There are pictures. We'll post one.
Yeah, we'll post them to our website and to our Instagram and Facebook. One of photographers reported loose change, a water bottle, and a bracelet or necklace on the ground next to the car.
Right, so all her stuff was in the car. That if you think that she was fleeing or going somewhere, she would take that stuff with her. Exactly. So that was very suspicious, very bizarre. And also, you know, we grew up in Vermont. We lived there. We grew up there. There really wasn't a lot of crime or mysterious things that happened in that state. I think as we've left and life has gone on, I think more things have happened. Israel Keys. But I think prior to that, really, there wasn't a lot of stuff that went on in Vermont. So, you know, this was bizarre. And even though, you know, it was 2004,
I think sometimes in older low crime areas like that, I feel like the police don't spend a lot of time investigating it. And then they just chalk it up to she's a runaway. She's a young teenage girl. She didn't graduate high school. Right. She's had an issue with a girl at a party. She has maybe some personal issues, so maybe she just got fed up with life and she just took off. My personal opinion is if you're going to take off and just start another life, like, you have to have things in place. You really do. Yeah. I mean, otherwise, what are you going to do? You don't have any way to support yourself or
I mean, she had migraine issues. All her migraine medication was left in the car. Her paychecks were left in the car. Why didn't she cash those and take those with her? You know, those are things that don't work. Good God. Those.
I'm sorry. We eat meat and beans tonight.
Those are things that really don't make sense. Jesus. You know, when if you're really disappearing and wanting to go off and start a new life and don't want to be, you know, whatever, take your last paychecks, cash them out, take that last every single cent that you have.
Although I will tell you, know? Though, I do have offshore accounts.
No, you
and
did.
I do have, and I do have some passports and IDs that are not my name. That when I'm ready to check out, sister, I'm out.
Nope.
Oh yeah, sister, I'm out.
No, Brianna did not check out. Something.
I would keep in touch with you though, because you're my favorite.
I hope so. No, nothing. No. Something definitely was foul in her missing. She's so been did missing they, since 2004.
Did they ever implicate anybody in her disappearance? Did they ever say, like, you know, she was having problems with this person in this room? Well, actually, though, in 2004, though, police did receive a statement from an anonymous woman
who
implicated Ryan's and... someone named Ryan's and Jackson in her disappearance and alleged murder.
What?
Yeah, I'm look.
Where?
Right here.
Did I write that?
Nope, it's not on our Google Docs, kid.
Tell me about it.
Okay, so here it says that weeks after her disappearance, the Vermont State Police received an anonymous tip. Claiming
anonymous makes me suspicious.
It's very suspicious.
It is, but I'm glad for it because sometimes it's helpful.
Sometimes they go somewhere. They were claiming this anonymous person was claiming that she was being held against her will in a house in Berkshire, Vermont.
Oh, yeah, with the drug dealers.
Yes, which is 10 miles from Montgomery.
Right. But that wasn't accurate.
It was occupied by Ryan's and Nathaniel Charles Jackson, that were drug dealers from New York.
Right,
and
being held against her will.
It was raided in 2004. But they said that Brianna did allegedly experiment with hard drugs in her recent past, crack cocaine. And she was acquainted with both those gentlemen, Ryan's and Jackson.
What was his name? Ryan's and Jackson.
Ramon Ryan's and Nathaniel Jackson.
Okay.
And I'm just going to put those out there on my podcast.
But no. Okay.
And they had said that the signed affidavit from this anonymous caller said that Maitland Brianna had been murdered a week after she had disappeared and was...
I believe that.
And that a week after she was... somebody had reported her missing. And that Ryan's murdered her during an argument over money that she had with him to purchase crack cocaine.
Okay.
And that her body had been temporarily stored in a basement of a recently incarcerated local woman's home. Brianna's body was then allegedly dismembered with a table saw and disposed of on a pig farm, which is great because pigs eat fucking everything.
Oh, God, yes.
They'll eat everything. That's great.
No, I saw 48 hours about pigs eating someone once.
Oh, it's totally great way. I'm not condoning anything. I'm not telling you murderers how to do anything, but that is...
Pigs. Oh my God. Okay, so
but they were law enforcement wasn't able to base any of those claims.
No. I mean it's such a strange story.
But the family had also received anonymous calls saying that she was tied to a tree and that that they could find her body at the bottom of a lake.
I don't think those were accurate. I don't think those were true. I don't think those are true.
I think a lot of times people feed off of this and people do like kind of play into it. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I would never tell falsehoods to anybody's family of a missing person.
God, I would love for her family to know where
they
she is.
They need closure. They need closure. And that's the saddest thing is that a lot of these cases, they don't have
Right. What happened to her?
Because whether it's good or bad. I'm telling you, there are ways to dispose of a human body having any.
But I mean, if you are from Vermont, Burlington, Montgomery, again, wherever that is, Montgomery, if you know anything about Breonna Maitland, about what happened to her, she disappeared March 19th of 2004. She was 17 years old. Please call the Vermont State Police, 802-524-5993. If you know anything about her or what happened to her.
Been sightings all over the state of Vermont, Vermont. And there have been sightings in New Jersey and New York.
Atlantic City.
If she was connected to crime.
Never confirmed.
Drug crime. No.
Right.
None of that has ever been confirmed. So we don't know that she was buying crack from
Ryan's and Jackson. My honest opinion is she was 17 years old. She was a kid. I do not think that she was trying to disappear, trying to, you know, wipe herself off the existence of the earth. I don't think, and I love Israel Keyes' story. I do not think Israel Keyes had anything to do with this.
I don't either, because I think that they are pretty clear with all of his murders and his escapades.
Yeah, so I think it was just... I don't know what happened to her. I really honestly don't know. Did something happen at her own hands? Did something happen by a random murderer? Did something happen by a serial murderer? I really don't know.
And did you say her dad was her father that Bruce? Had a platform for donating.
Yes, Bruce. Her father, Bruce, has started, it's called Private Investigations for the Missing. It's a nonprofit group, and it's to help other families find their missing loved ones. And if you look that up, Private Investigations for the Missing, you can donate.
Have a GoFundMe page.
Yeah, you can donate towards that. It'll help anybody that's missing.
So if anybody that's listening, if they're curious and want to help try to solve this case and try to figure out what happened to Breonna, please, again, go on to our website, purchase something that we have knitted with our own time, our own money. We have knitted something. Please go on there. Please purchase something. Jill and I will go ahead and take those proceeds and donate them to the GoFundMe cause for Breonna to help try to figure out and come to some closure for her family.
Yes. And this case was requested or inspired by our friend Jenny.
Yep. Jenny from Vermont.
Jenny from Vermont, who was our neighbor when we grew up, and she suggested this case, and it's a great case. You know, again, from 2004, where is Breonna? I mean, where is she?
There's also, if any of you listeners are on Facebook and active on Facebook, there's actually a Facebook page. It's called Breonna Maitland Missing-Family Page. Please go on to their Facebook page and check it out. You can get updates, latest updates, what's going on. You can get information for their GoFundMe. Please go on there, check it out, and see what's going on currently with the case. This is an old case.
It's an old case, but it's one that deserves attention.
And
where is she? Where's her body?
I'm sure she's dead.
I agree.
Nobody goes missing for that long without being able to find.
She's dead. But where is she? What happened to her?
And that's the thing. They need closure. They need to know what happened to her. That family does, because they cannot properly grieve without knowing what happened to their daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. Whether she was involved in drugs or whatever, it doesn't matter.
She did not deserve to die.
No.
And exactly. Where is she? Where's her body? Where's her body? What has happened to her? She deserves to be found at this point. It's been a long time. So, help us out. Help us help her family. And let's find her. Let's find her body. Let's help solve this case and find out, you know, who murdered her. Or she's obviously been murdered. Let's find her.
Yes, please.
Yeah. All right.
So again, go on to the Facebook page and check out our website to purchase a knitted item that please, will go towards helping the family get closure.
Quality knitted items. And I mean, if you're in a wintry area, which unfortunately I am now, they will keep you warm. Because if not, I'm going to wear them because there's some good stuff. So,
excuse me.
So, yeah. All right.
Excuse me.
So,
beans and meat for dinner.
Right. So, what's a good song for us to close you guys out?
Do you know? I say John Denver. Seriously, it's been a while.
Which one?
Can we try Cakes in the Griddle again?
Cakes on the Griddle?
Yeah, because it's. I feel like we're
thank
good
God
at
I'm
that
a country
one.
Boy.
Yeah. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Okay. So we're going to close this out with
a couple of tunes.
Thank God I'm a.
I didn't even say anything funny tonight.
Okay, well, we've got another episode to record.
We didn't even laugh hard either.
No, we didn't.
That's because I said we need to get our shit together.
There was a part where we laughed really hard last time because you said you had never done
it. Wait, where's the lyrics? We need lyrics. Lyrics.
Come on. Thank God I'm a country boy. Do you need the lyrics?
Yes, I told you that 8 minutes ago.
On a farm.
Thank God I'm a country boy.
Knitting and matterers, knitting and matterers, knitting and matterers. Knitting and matterers, knitting and matterers, knitting and matterers.